If it feels like no one understands your problems or cares to listen, if it feels like there is no one else in this world who has gone through what you have, if you feel like you're so close to giving up but still holding on, Cafe with Monica was made for you. I'll show you how to deal with the everyday and not so everyday situations that surface in the lives of millennials. By sharing my experiences and knowledge, I hope to inform, inspire, and provide solutions to problems that may seem out of reach. So grab your coffee or drink of choice and let's just talk about it. Welcome to Cafe with Monica. This is episode 4. I am Monica, your host, a millennial helping millennials to hashtag just talk about it over coffee. In this episode, we're going to talk about toxic people. How can you identify a toxic person? How do you deal with them? All this is just so that you can build a better quality of life away from these toxic people, away from the people that are causing stress in your life. So go ahead and get that coffee set up, and I can't wait for you to listen. Hey guys, so in today's episode, we're going to be talking about toxic people and toxic relationships, and I want to give you some more information about how one defines what a toxic person is and like what are some signs that you're dealing with a toxic person and how do you deal with a toxic person, especially those that have been in our lives for a long time. It can be pretty difficult. So for me, this topic really comes in a personal level because I've experienced throughout my life toxic people who really didn't add any value to my life, and it happened in high school, it happened in middle school, it happened in college, and it's even happened now in my adult life. I've had to cut people out, I've had to set boundaries, I've had to do a lot of things in order to not let toxic people rule and come into my life. And so I really wanted to talk about this because it's hard for us to define what a toxic person is, especially because some of these people can be very good charmers, and they could be some of your funnest friends, or they could be just a charming boyfriend or charming girlfriend, and you have no idea that this person is being toxic whatsoever. So I guess I want to define a toxic person is anybody who is not adding value to your life, who is constantly showing negative emotions, reactions, and making you feel like a negative person, making you feel like shit. These people are just not good people to be around with. And yeah, they might make you feel good sometimes, but then you feel shitty the other time. So that's kind of my definition of toxic people. And these could even be family members too, y'all. Like, it could be those people that are closest to you who might not be healthy for you. But so what are some signs that you could look to see if you are dealing with a toxic person? Okay, so the first thing is I just want you to know how harmful it can be to have a toxic person in your workplace or in your life. And let me tell you, most of these people don't come with warning labels the way toxic chemicals do. I wish they would. Many of them seem very likable at first. Like I said, I mentioned they could be charmers. After all, most toxic people are good manipulators. So getting you to like them is part of their toolkit. Yep, that's part of it. It's the whole, they get you in. They think they make you believe that you're their friend, or they make you feel comfortable at first, but then they can show their true colors. And so what are some of the signs? Well, they talk about others. And yeah, I've personally seen this. Like, I've had a lot of friends in my life where I remember going out to dinner or just hanging out at their house, and they would just want to talk about other people and always want to say bad things about other people. And it in my head, I'm like, I would always sometimes engage in that conversation because, oh, you know, this is my friend. You know, like, that's what your friends do. Like, they talk about these kinds of things. But no, I thought that that was very unhealthy to talk about other people. Like, that is just wrong, you know? I know sometimes we got a vent or whatever, but talking about people, like, that's what toxic people do. They talk about other people to an extent where that is everything that they do. And they want you to also add and talk about bad about this person, whoever they're talking about. Another sign that you are dealing with a toxic person is that they complain. So if someone starts off as your acquaintance with a lot of complaining, think hard about whether you want that person and their many dissatisfactions in your life. Like, this person will complain about everything. They can complain about the bar that you went, the club that you went, the birthday present that you got them. They could complain about how long something, like how long they had to wait in line for something. Nothing ever goes right for these people. Like, every time, even if it's a happy event or whatever, they can pinpoint one or two things that are totally wrong, because that's what they like to do. They like to complain. And I don't know about you, but those are not people that I want to associate with, like, constantly complaining. I've even had this in my workplace where I will start complaining because other people are complaining, because this is how you fit in, right? Like, this is how you can be part of the friend group or whatever. And it's not always healthy to complain. I mean, sometimes it's okay to vent and just let out frustrations, especially if, like, management isn't doing something that you are particularly happy about, or even complaining about something that happened with a relationship or whatever it is. Sometimes that's healthy. But if you're constantly complaining, like, everything in life is just terrible and awful and you're never satisfied with anything in your life, then yeah, you might be a toxic person. Like, you may not be somebody that somebody wants to go around with. Another sign is they put you on the defense. So what does that exactly mean? Well, you constantly feel like you have to defend yourself. Like, you constantly feel like you have to defend your beliefs. And it's super exhausting just to have to defend yourself. Like, they're never going to agree with you. And I guarantee you that whatever opinion or whatever belief that they have is, that's it. That is, they're not going to have anything else but that belief. And you cannot think that you're going to change this person's mind. Like, this person will definitely always want you for you to be on the defensive. And if there's something that they did wrong and you admit that they're doing something wrong, they will not admit it. They'll make you feel like you're the one who did something wrong and you're wrong for even bringing it up. So yeah, that is another sign. And they don't make you feel good, guys. They don't. Like, toxic people don't make you feel good. They make you question your friendship. They make you question every day if they even like you. So it's not a good person. If they don't make you feel good, that's not somebody you want in your life. But so how do you even deal with toxic people? Right? Like, that's the big question. Like, how do you even deal with people who are toxic? Well, it can be hard, especially if this is a family member or if this is a spouse, boyfriend, or if this is a friend that you've known for a long time. When it's a friend that you've known for a very long time and you've had this friend in your life in important stages of your life, it almost feels like you cut this person some slack. You deal with their insecurities, their beliefs, their actions, because they've been there with you. They've been there through either middle school, high school, college. They've been good friends along the way. And you've always kind of had to make excuses for them. And you just kind of deal with it. Like, they have happy moments. Like, you've known them for a long time. And that's just how it's going to... That's how it's going to be, right? Like, you kind of always have to make excuses for them. But it gets hard, especially if it's been years and years of friendship. And you're at this point, like, what can I do now? Like, I don't want to be cruel to this person. Or I don't want to cut them out of my life completely, but I know that it's not healthy for me. Well, one of the things that you can do, and that's in your control, this is totally in your control, is to set limits, setting boundaries with these people. And it's going to be really hard. I'm not going to lie. Setting boundaries with people who, especially toxic people, who most likely want to have control in everything, it can be difficult. But when it's within your control, you have the control not to invest time with these people or effort with them. You know, you can distance yourself. You can make practical excuses about why you're not always wanting to hang out with them or whatever. You can say that you have a lot of work, or that you are currently in a space where, you know, like, investing in this type of friendship is not what you need to do. But you can keep your interactions short and the topics light. You can keep in mind that toxic people will be listening for anything you say that they can spin to make themselves look better. And that's why I say keep them short, like, keep it light, like, don't really talk and share your deepest, darkest secrets with this person, because you never know when this can be used against you. I know you're like, Monica, that's too harsh. If this person was my friend, they would never do that to me. And guys, it can happen. And that's why I say that you have to put limits on this person. You have to put boundaries. You have say on where you invest your time, and you can make practical excuses for distancing little by little. When you start distancing yourself little by little, it becomes organic, and eventually the friendship dies because you're not investing in each other that much time. And yes, this person's going to be upset. It's a guarantee that this person's going to be upset. They must lash out, but know that this is going to happen no matter what. And sometimes you do have to prepare yourself for that moment where this person lashes out, and know that, yeah, at that time, it's going to be difficult to end the friendship, but it's what you really want to do in order to move your life forward, and in order for you to have more positive experiences and investing your time in more positive people in your life. Another way that you can deal with toxic people that you just can't cut off is pick your battles wisely. Toxic people in particularly will not respond good to criticism. So while we all would like to put them in their place, understand that you just got to pick your battles. Like, not everything is going to be an argument. You have to figure out is it worth it? Like, is this worth me getting in an argument with this person and pretty much declaring war? Like, it's not. Like, at the grand scheme of things, it's not going to matter in a week, in two, in a month, 2 months, 6 months from now. You just got to pick your battles. If it's a strong belief, if it's something that they did that honestly is so terrible that you really need to confront this person, then yes, I totally agree to engage in kind of let them know how they hurt your feelings, because these people are not aware that they're hurting your feelings. Or if they are, they just enjoy that. They've always done it and they just enjoy it. But yeah, so picking your battles is super important. Another thing that you can do to deal with toxic people is to recognize and distance yourself from the behavior. Like, I want to give you guys an example. Like, if you're around somebody who's constantly complaining, or like a complainer, and they were smoking, right? Like, this complainer was smoking a cigarette, and they were smoking right in front of your face. Would you sit there all afternoon inhaling the secondhand smoke? No, you distance yourself, and you should do the same with complainers. Like, you're not going to be, you know, especially if they're, like, a smelly person. Like, another example is, like, if you have a smelly person, you're not going to be sitting there. You're going to take yourself out of that situation. So, yes, recognize their actions and distance yourself. Distance yourself, set boundaries and limits, and pick your battles. And ask yourself, honestly, if this person is your friend or your partner, ask yourself, do you value this person's opinion and why? And do they have your best interest in mind? Ask other people, like, do you think this person has my best interest in mind? If the consensus is that all these people say no, then listen. I understand that this person might have been your friend. I understand this person is your boyfriend, or I understand this person is your family member. But you just have to listen. Because usually, all the people that you ask about this person, if they all have the exact same reaction to this person, then I guarantee you that they are confirming that you are dealing with a toxic person and a toxic friend. And I know this sounds really cliche, but focus on the positive. And this is so hard for me sometimes, especially if I'm dealing with a toxic person at work or just, you know, even on social media, sometimes people can be cruel and it's hard not to let go on certain things, and you dwell on them, and you might take them home and you might continue thinking about them. But focusing on the positive is very, very beneficial. It's easier said than done, but trust me, it's worth it. And they're not worth you losing the opportunity for you to feel joy in your life because of them. They might not be feeling joy in their life for whatever reason, but that does not mean that they should take away your joy. And the last thing is to utilize your support system. Utilize your network. My main support is my fiance, and I can always talk to him about things, about people that I've encountered throughout the day, or people in my life that I feel are toxic and that I've distanced myself from, but that's still kind of in the back of my mind. Like, I want to, it almost feels like I want to get revenge or whatever, but that's not always the right thing to do. My fiance will tell me, kind of like, step back from the situation, look at it, and see if this person's even worth your time. And all you could do is just distance yourself and apply all these other tools that I just said, and talk to your support system, because they're going to be there for you and they're going to be able to walk you through some of these things that you might not have the strength to do. So anyway, guys, that's it for this show. I really just wanted to give you some few pointers on toxic people, and I hope you guys enjoyed the information, and I can't wait to see you next time. Thanks for listening to Cafe with Monica. This was made for you. So be sure to visit cafewithmonica.com to access the show notes, where I write tips and additional resources for this episode in a location convenient for you. And if you love this episode and found value and can't wait to hear more, go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review it on iTunes. It would mean the world to me. I can't wait for you to listen to the next episode. So see you guys next time.